Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800 bong.
It's alive!
Live from the pit, we welcome you to step into the abyss.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a very special edition of The Abyss.
That was 1-800-BONG. Wait a minute. Let me get that down. Definitely going to be needing that. Where did you find that? That was hilarious, dude.
Dude, that is one of the oldest clips ever. It's actual interviews and stuff with Paul Harvey, and somebody took the time out to meticulously put that together. It's basically a Bose Wave radio commercial, and him talking about firefighters, and there was some random story about marijuana bombs. So it's one of the best goddamn things ever.
I quite enjoyed it, but that's just because I'm one of those drug fiend hippie freak commies.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah. You are definitely one of those, but...
Yes, I am. I admit it.
So, yeah.
I'm up here on top of the barn, but that's okay because I flew up here. Happy Valentine's Day!
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you.
It looks like it's just me and you today, huh?
It is, because we would have normally Preston with us, but Preston has a girlfriend. And
wow, go Preston!
Yeah.
There you go. Now, that's what he should be doing on Valentine's Day instead of sitting here on the damn computer talking about Valentine's Day. He's actually out there engaging in Valentinian activity.
Well, actually, Valentine's Day is Saturday, and...
Like I give a crap.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing the same thing I'm doing tonight, sitting in front of my computer,
jerking off, yes.
Exactly. Masturbating and crying a lot. A lot. Damn it.
Come on, it's not all that bad. Surely there's always fish in the sea. It's just a matter of how hard you're willing to work for it.
I know. And see, that's the thing about Valentine's Day. I'm going to share a little bit of personal stuff here. As people may or may not know, I am going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the really funny thing about this is my sister, who is considerably younger than me, is also going through a divorce at the same time. We didn't plan it like this, unfortunately. She has so many guys throwing themselves at her, and I am just sitting here. I swear to God, she's got so many guys calling her up. She's got one way across the country. She's got a bunch of them around here. And she's like a kid in the candy store, just taking her pick and loving the attention. And me, I'm sitting in front of my computer, jerking off.
And seriously,
that's the that is the extremely funny thing about Valentine's Day.
It's not that funny at all. I mean, I just want to get this out in the open. It's always easier for a woman to find someone than it is to find a man, than it is for a man to find someone, unless the girl's totally, you know, physically repulsive. Then she's always got men, desperate men, lined up, ready, you know, ready to take her out.
Yeah.
And, you know, a guy, especially guys like us that aren't, you know, particularly attractive or rich or intelligent or...
Well, speak for yourself.
We don't stand out from a crowd, and it's difficult. It's so difficult to be thrown back into dating, especially when you're older. You know, you've been used to being with somebody, and all of a sudden you're thrown back into it, and you go out to the club to try to meet somebody, and everybody's like, you know, 14.
Yeah. No, I'm unlike you. Unlike you, I am a sun-bronzed Greek god, man. I am
Adonis. I forgot who I was talking to there.
No, I mean, I'm not a bad-looking guy, honestly, but...
If you're Hercules, and I'm that little fat-ass satyr guy, right, with the horns.
Well, you kind of look like him.
Yeah, I know.
No, seriously, I've dropped a lot of weight. I work out. I look decent, man. I'm not a bad-looking guy. I'm actually proud to say that. I am not a bad-looking guy.
I think you're hot.
Yeah, I know you do. However, I come with baggage, man.
Baggage?
Oh, yeah. I come with baggage. I come with baggage. It's normally the chicks that come with baggage. I come with baggage.
Everybody comes with that baggage, and the older you get, the more baggage you come with.
Philotides. That's this little satyr guy. That's the guy you're talking about, right?
Okay, yes. I was just anyone who's, you know, short. Anyone who is, you know, wider than they are tall. Who's the patron saint of the patron saint of endomorphs?
Yeah.
I'm just sinking, you know. As I get older, I'm just sinking towards the middle, and I'm just, you know.
Yeah, but as you said, the older you get, the more baggage you have, and sure. It's, dude, I am a single dad. I have my kids 3/4 of the time, and with a girl, a guy, somebody hears divorced. She's divorced. Oh, great.
Hey.
Arcade. Hey. A woman here is divorced. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
No, not necessarily.
Bullshit. Bullshit. That's exactly what they hear. What's wrong with him?
Well, I've been divorced twice, so I guess I'm a two-time loser, huh?
Yeah.
And I've been unbonded once, too. Well, I'm not sure what I was. I've been married twice, and once I was living with this one young lady. Whose name, I could say her name, nobody would give a damn, no one knows who she is. She was a Wiccan, and she decided that she didn't want to be married. She decided that she wanted to have a Wiccan bonding ceremony,
yeah,
which apparently entails a bunch of naked hippies standing under a tree.
Okay.
Apparently tradition, I don't know if you're familiar with tradition or not, but traditionally, in a ceremony like that, everyone is naked.
Right,
it's like a nature thing, and I didn't take it seriously from the get go, but I put a stop to that immediately. There's no way in hell that I'm standing and getting married naked. And basically, they just said we were married, and they tied our hands together with a ribbon, and then we all, you know, got wasted. And I don't know. And then you know, she was talking about what a holy thing it was, and how you know, blah blah blah. And then, you know, 2 years later, she was gone. So I'm not sure what that means. Would you call that a divorce? Exactly.
Did the courts take half your money?
There were no courts. See, that's what she was saying. She was saying that, well, we're married. We're married. She would look at me and say, in the eyes of the goddess, we're married. And I would say, well, that's great, because in the eyes of the state of Tennessee, we're not.
Anyway, and we're two old assholes. We need to get off this subject for now. We will come back to this. Trust me.
So, ladies, that's 1-800-BONG. Don't forget.
Actually, ladies, if you do want to call in, and who wouldn't want to?
because not for me, for this steaming hunk of manhood I'm talking to here.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he is indeed a steaming heap. Steaming hunk.
That was probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me, I think.
Thank God. Don't mention it, pal.
Ever. The number is 347-237-5266. You want to give us a call? Hey, we'll take your call. We'll take your call, God damn it.
While we're talking about, I'd like to mention that tonight there'll be a new article up from me on the site. It's another Halloween Horror Nights review. I'm talking about Body Collectors 2, Collections of the Past. I figure I might have my Halloween Horror Nights review done sometime around August, maybe. So you can enjoy that. And next week, my column comes back. B-Square, it's news to me.
Yay!
So all three of you can look forward to that. Plug over.
You have three people that read your article?
Three, sometimes four. Of course, two of them are me.
So, Awesome Badness is coming back slowly but surely. Hey, as you hear, we're going through a whole bunch of crap. But that's not why we're here. This week we are talking about Valentine's Day. Believe it or not, we are two very romantic souls.
I am.
And Valentine's Day is that one day of the year.
Valentine's Day is that one day of the year that was invented by greeting card companies to get you to buy shit. That's
very much true. However, Valentine's Day is the one time of year that you're supposed to go and show more of your love than normal,
yes.
Which I've always kind of thought that is a bullshit thing, simply because you're supposed to show your love 365 days out of the year. It's supposed to be, especially if you're in a marriage or in a
relationship. I tried not wearing pants all the time, but the law frowned on that. So how else am I going to show my love, man?
Well, and it's people like that that I'm here
to help. I don't think I meant that literally.
Oh, my God, that's so disgusting, man.
What are you doing? I'm just showing my love, y'all. I got my Ted Nugent loincloth on, walking around, wango tango. Yeah. Sorry, did I mention that I'm up here on top of the barn? Okay.
Yeah, and that he's high on crack. No, seriously. Valentine's Day is designated as the day that everybody's supposed to run out, buy gifts for their significant others, and do those special things. I'm here to tell you, man, you have to do those special things all of the time.
Mm-hmm. You sure do. It's very true.
And you... That's the key to a good relationship is the spontaneity. The spontaneity, the love, just when you look at her, you have to find the one thing that you originally saw in her, man. And you have to just hold.
Well, the one thing about keeping, like, you want to talk about keeping relationships together, the hardest thing to get past in a relationship is if you've been somebody for an extended length of time and all of a sudden it just gets boring. It just gets, it's just the same old day after day. You've got to find a way to break out of that. I think that's one of the biggest challenges. I've actually never been able to get by that. So I don't really have any suggestions on how to get by that, but I'm telling you that it's a big challenge.
It very much is.
You got to find a way to make the everyday not everyday.
You have to find a way to make the everyday special. And even if it's something as simple as just a little love note in a lunchbox or something like, just asking about something you normally wouldn't ask. I don't want to get into specific examples because that's my
because she'll know what you're talking about, won't she? Yeah, me too. I have a feeling that there may be somebody listening to this show tonight that wouldn't normally listen to it. I'll tell you, look, there are simple things that you can do. Just show her that you're thinking about her all the time. These are things that I don't always do. I wish I did. One night, you know what women can't resist? I'll tell you what women can't resist. The strawberries and the chocolate.
Okay, well, no, we're talking about the normal everyday things. Those are knock your socks off things, and we'll get into the knock your socks off things because I'm pretty good about the knock your socks off things. But the little things, such as something as simple as telling her how pretty she is.
or just how about listening to someone when they talk? That's you'd be surprised how many men don't listen to women at all when they speak. They just sort of tune out and nod their heads.
And okay, let's talk sex for a little bit. I don't know how many times I've seen guys say, "Hey, you want to have sex?" And that's supposed to be like a normal. That apparently is a normal thing. Not in my house. you got to kind of just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little old-fashioned. Maybe I'm a little romantic all the time. But, you know, you got to kind of show her that you're into her. You have to show her that you really want her. And
yes, but I'm not guilty. I'm guilty of not doing that enough.
Walking up to her with a hard-on and with a towel wrapped around it is not a way to do that.
Towel? Hey, baby, want to jump on this? You know, that's not the proper way to go about it. No.
Or waiting until she bends over to pick something up and then sliding up behind her. And just,
hey, but, yeah, exactly. Just slide it in.
That's not the way to do things.
Hey, you know, the old-fashioned man on top, get over with quick. That was good enough for my dad. My God, it's good enough for me. No, but I'm trying to be funny, of course. But yes, I take your point. But it's difficult for me to talk about things like that because I recently, you know, dropped. Well, not recently, it's been a while, but lost a relationship that I was that I really, really liked and wish I hadn't lost because of not paying enough attention to the very things that you were talking about. Well, that and being insane.
I'm not going there.
You know what I'm talking about, too. But, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to cut through everything we're going to talk about today. The most important, and I would have said years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have said that I was being, I was just being silly. But now I know it to be true. The most important thing in any relationship is trust. You break that trust, it all falls apart. It's simple. Yeah. If you can't trust the person that you're sleeping with, you don't need to be sleeping with them.
Exactly.
That's the end. I'll never forget one. The same girl, as a matter of fact, the Wiccan. I don't want to put down Wiccans. I'm sure that some of them are fine people. This particular one just happened to be a screaming bitch. But I'm going to admit right now, in front of you and God and all one of our listeners, that I cheated on her. I did. I cheated on her. And I'm a terrible liar. I'm a terrible cheater. I felt so bad about cheating on her. I went up to her, and I actually confessed because I didn't want to keep a secret. I wanted to get off my chest. It was driving me nuts. And, of course, she did exactly what I expected her to do. She got all indignant. She packed up all her stuff, and she left to move in with one of her friends. And for about 6 months, I felt like the biggest sack of shit in the world. I felt like a son of a bitch, Eric. I felt like the lowest. I'd taken this poor girl. I'd crushed her. She loved me, and I destroyed her. You do know that there's a punchline coming here, right?
Yeah.
You know the story? Okay, good. I'm just telling it because it's a good story to tell in the air.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely
And it goes along, and I'm feeling like a son of a bitch, and I'm not even dating anyone else because I feel so low about myself. I just, you know. So I go to where she worked, which was, I guess I can say this now, she worked at a Toys R Us, and I used to collect toys because I was the kind of nerdy fucker that collected toys. And I walked in there one time, and I was buying, I think I was checking out, and there was a friend of mine and hers that had been a friend of ours together, of course, was checking me out, and then he looks at me, and he's real sad, and he's like, man, you know, I'm really sorry about what happened to you. You didn't really deserve that. And I said, now, say what now? And he's like, yeah, you know, about what she did to you, I'm sorry about that. And I'm like, what she did to me? No, you don't understand. I cheated on her. I mean, she left me, but I deserve everything. I deserve everything I got. And the guy looks at me, and just shakes his head, and I've never seen raw pity. I mean, he was looking at me like you'd look at, you know, some idiot, you know, some poor retarded guy, you know, trying to ride a bike or something. I mean, seriously, he looked at me like I was a moron. I'm not going to go through all of what he said, but turns out She'd been cheating on me with somebody who worked in the store for about a year. Everybody knew about it, except me. Everybody thought I was an idiot for not knowing about it. She'd been looking for an excuse to leave me to go live with this guy. I gave her one. She left immediately. Never told me she was going to move in with this other guy. I just didn't hear from her. I didn't know who she'd moved in with or where she'd gone. Everybody knew it but me. I spent 6 months hating myself when all the time, Eric, all the time, the bitch deserved it.
Yep.
Thank you. That's my story. That's my story about trust.
Okay, we need to get off the topic of hate love, but I will say this. When you are together with somebody for a while and you are in a relationship with them, it is very hard to get out of it. And you do end up hating yourself. But you have to also look at things from different perspectives, and you have to say there's a reason why this is happening. There's a reason for all of this. And you.
It's also really hard to watch somebody you broke up with being with someone else, too.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And even if you are the one doing the breaking, it's really hard to watch them move on. Because why? You want to think that you were their world. You want to think that everything revolved around you. And when the moment you realize it doesn't, oh, my God.
You want to think that before you met her, she was a virgin. And after you, she's just going to sew the thing up.
Yeah.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, that's what you want to think, but it doesn't happen.
Surprise!
Surprise! So yeah, we feel the pain. And there are a lot of people out there like us sitting there listening to this saying, you know what? They're right. Because we are right. We've been through it. We know exactly what we're talking about. It sucks. That's why.
Actually, they're probably out there saying, gee, I wish these guys would quit whining and talk about some cool movies or rides or something.
Yeah. But it does suck. It really does suck. And that's why people don't go breaking up every day. That's why people have things like marriage counselors to go through and try to do it.
Every day, man. Come on. Relationships. My parents were married for 56 years.
Yeah.
56 years. I mean, nothing lasts for 56 years anymore. Cars don't last 56 years. You know, nothing. Houses don't last 56 years. I mean, there's just that kind of commitment just doesn't exist anymore. Now, the question is, are people jumping out of marriages now because they can? Are the marriages not working like they used to? Are people not the same as they used to be? Or are they just now acting upon the fact that they're unhappy, whereas before they were unhappy and they would have just stayed with it because that was just the thing to do.
I actually think that that's pretty much closest to the thing. They were just unhappy and they dealt with it. My grandfather died, what, last year or the year before? I think last year. And him and my grandmother were married for 60 years.
Hmm. That's
61 years. And Once he died, she started talking about I was over there the other day, and she was telling me about all these boyfriends she had. And she takes out pictures of all these old boyfriends and starts kissing the pictures.
Oh, and, my goodness.
Yeah. And you realize that she was completely unhappy with him, but she stayed with him because that was what it was expected of her. And vice versa. Maybe he was unhappy with her, but he stayed because that's what was expected. We live in a new time and a new age, man, and nobody...
Well, that's kind of the way I am. I'm really old-fashioned. If I get into a relationship and it works, I don't care if I am unhappy. I'll stay with it. You know, maybe that's what I learned from watching my parents, you know, but I will stay with it. I don't break out of relationships. Somebody else does it for me. And, for instance, the person that I was in my last relationship with, she broke up with me. She ended it. And she decided she wanted to see other people. Now, she was with me, you know, 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. She's not managed to keep another one going for longer than 3 months since I left. I don't know, you know, I mean, I think it's endemic with a lot of people that go out there. They have something that works, but they think, well, this isn't quite what I want. I'm going to go out there and find something that works better. I'm going to go out and find find something that's going to fulfill me more than this. I firmly believe that when it comes to interpersonal dynamics, people getting together, that if you find something that works at all, you're extremely lucky. You know, good luck going out and finding that. Maybe the perfect person does exist for me. They're probably in Zimbabwe on the other side of the goddamn world living in a mud hut. You know, I mean, I'll never find them. So trying this whole soulmate. I'm looking for my soulmate. You know, what a load of crap, you know.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Am I getting too bitter again?
Yeah.
You know, I'll roll it back. I love it.
No, you're getting absolutely better, and I think that there is a soulmate. I think there is somebody out there for everyone. I firmly believe that, and you know, and I say that knowing full well that I'm going through a divorce. What does that mean? That means that I wasn't married to my soulmate. At least I don't think it was. And
maybe.
There was a reason for all this, man. There's reasons why things happen. Now, it's not. I don't mean reasons in the big astrological sense of it. And, you know, everybody has a predetermined destiny. Blah 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 blah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's reasons for
you.
These.
Mean our love wasn't written in the stars?
Yeah, I don't think so. But you are right on one thing: that if you do find something that works, you do need to forego some happiness and try to stick it out a little bit harder. And knowing that now, after it's way too late, knowing that now, I plan on doing that. The next relationship that happens, I'm planning on doing that as hard as I can. And it may end up blowing up in my face, and it may end up destroying me. But here's the other thing: people kind of just pull back from it. Don't. Why do you pull back from it? You got to go rushing right back in. Yeah, and B's going to come back and say, yeah, spoken like somebody who's never had his heart ripped out and stomped on. Yeah, my friend, I have. But you have to concentrate on good things that you have. You have to concentrate on the great things that you have and go rushing back out and finding them. Now, let's drop this bullshit.
That's true, because I've seen dodgeballs rebound less than that. So let's move on to the next topic.
Jesus, what? Where were we going to go with this?
The problem with me, it's difficult. It's difficult to find someone you. I mean, it's easy to go out to a bar and get some, you know, find some drunk slut. That's. I mean, I can do that. But what I want to somehow, I want to get the attention of someone. I don't want to sound like an asshole or anything, but you know, someone quality, someone I can talk to, you know, someone I can stand to be around, you know, and that's the hard part. I mean, you just having to audition. You just go out with girl after girl after girl. It's like you're auditioning, you know.
But a lot of times things happen when you're not expecting them.
That's true.
Because you can just walk into a place expecting one thing. Walk into, you know, whether it be a bar, a restaurant, a theme park, a hotel parking lot, wherever, and expecting one thing, and then just completely meet eyes with this person, and then just be knocked completely on your ass.
Oh, that happens to me 3 times a day. But the problem is having the other person be knocked completely on their ass. That's the hard part.
No, but one day that'll happen. One day that could happen, and they could look at you, and you could look at them, and those fireworks will go off right in their head, right in your head.
I'll tell you something else that women tell. That's just a complete lie. Women always say, "I want a nice guy. I want a nice guy. I want a sweet guy. I want a guy I can talk to. I want a guy who's not afraid to show his emotions." Guys, anybody, any guy out there listening right now, go and cry in front of your girlfriend and see what fucking happens.
Exactly. I will.
They don't want a nice guy. They don't want a sensitive guy. They want an asshole. They want a caveman. What they want is a caveman to have sex with, and then they want you to come back and tell about the sex when they get done. That's what they want.
So
they're like, oh,
what?
Oh, you're a really nice guy, but oh, who's that guy across the room being an asshole and pushing everyone around? He's fascinating. I'll go talk to him. Here, hold my purse. But what, it's all coming out now, isn't it? Ooh.
It is all coming out. We got to switch gears fast, man.
I warned you not to get me talking about love.
I know. Had we had Preston here, it all would have been fine. But, okay, so cool stuff to do for Valentine's Day.
Quick quiz. Which one of us you think hasn't gotten laid in a while?
I'm not raising my hand. because they're hairy. Cool stuff to do for Valentine's Day. We did promise this. We promised we weren't going to go on about love, but we did. We're full of empty promises. Make empty promises. That'll get
tough. My exes would agree with you there.
No. One really cool thing to do is, okay, so you meet this chick. You want to kind of wow her. Let's just say she's into theme parks. Let's just say.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's so many chicks out there that are out in the theme parks, right?
Yeah, okay. I met one. I met one, and I know of one other.
Yeah. let me tell you a little bit about a weekend I've heard about.
Okay.
Okay. You go to a theme park during the day,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about spending time. You get on rides together. You get on coasters together. Say it's a park that you know and she doesn't. You take her to the coolest shows, the best shows. You pay for the extra stupid stuff, stuff that you normally wouldn't pay.
Do you hold hands and skip?
Yeah, you hold hands and skip.
Wow, that's hard.
You put a quarter in the water machine. You put a quarter in the water machine.
Here, I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear it.
I hear it too, baby. Yes, I do.
Dinner at a nice restaurant, one of the nicest restaurants to ever go to. I'm telling you, California Grill Contemporary Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Get there a little early. You know, so you have later reservations. Get there a little early. Get there just a little early. Magic Kingdom usually has fireworks happening at about 8 o'clock. Get there right around the time. Go out onto the balcony.
Yeah, I've had a couple of nice romantic moments in the Magic Kingdom myself. It was difficult because the last person that I was with had kids. So it was, you know, they were always there. But every once in a while, you can manage to meet one.
Just hear me out.
I'm sorry.
There's just something about overlooking the falsity of the Magic Kingdom, with the fireworks going off and the beautiful lights. It's a sight, man. It really is a sight. And they'll look at you with those big, beautiful eyes and just think that you pulled the world down for them. And all you did was pick up the phone and make a dinner reservation. And then, yeah, have your dinner. You get back to the room or to the house or wherever it is, you know, the bungalow, the back seat of your car, wherever.
The van down by the river.
With the ropes and the
dinner box.
So you get her back to the room. And never underestimate the power of roses. Roses, especially fresh, nice-looking roses. I mean, come on, spend a few dollars at Walmart.
I'd never underestimate the power of a roofie either.
I knew you were going there. You fucking son of a bitch. I knew you were going there.
What? If there's a punchline, I'll go for it, man.
I know. Wait, we need some kind of mood music to set to this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, seriously. Okay, now I'm waiting for it, goddammit. Come on. Spend a couple dollars at Walmart. Get a couple of dozens of roses. You know, 20 bucks at Walmart gets two dozen roses. Not bad. Take the time.
I'll give you the background music. There you go.
So, get the roses, take them apart. Try to get into the room
or hotel or wherever before she does. Lay them all out on the bed.
Yeah.
Rose petals. Rose petals up the stairs work good.
Rose petals up the stairs. Rose petals in the hallway.
The bathtub with the candles.
Yes. Roses and candles. Chicks eat that stuff up, guys. They love it. It's really, and it's really, I don't know what it is. It just, it does something. It does.
I'll tell you what it does, Eric. It lets them know that you're thinking about them. It lets them know that you're thinking about what they want.
Yeah.
Instead of what you want.
Exactly. But the whole time, you're thinking about what you want, too.
I mean, I've got to remember that in all the times I did get divorced, I did get married, too. So, you know. Yeah.
And you take the roses, you lay them down on the bed. You lay them everywhere.
Right on.
Yeah, baby. And then you get slow music going. You get the candlelight happening. Maybe you do something like write a little message and candy on the bed. You know, a little extra something.
Message and candy. And that's when you break out the funny animal suits. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
By the bedside, you have a little champagne, little strawberries. You know, a little candy, a little chocolate sitting there. You take her. You look her in the eyes. You give her a kiss. You just say, you know, give her some kind of line, like, you know.
Give her some kind of line. I like that. Give her, you just, yeah, I'm real sincere. I just give her some kind of line.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, you have to be sincere about it.
Lines can work, man. One of the best pickup lines that I've ever heard. A friend of mine used it to great success. He would tap a girl on the shoulder, she'd turn around, and he would say, "So, how do you like me so far?"
That's good.
And it worked. It worked. It all depends on the sincerity. You know, I mean, if you walk up to somebody and say something like, "Hey, did it hurt?"
Yeah.
You know.
Don't do the stupid stuff. But you say something. You say something nice to them. You say, you know, how much they mean to you, or how glad you are that they decided to come out with you, or how grateful you are for the night that they gave you, even though you did everything.
I tell my ex how much she means to me all the time, sometimes when she's on the way to see her new boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell her, you lay her down in the bed of roses, just like Bon Jovi song. And you sit there, you know, don't go right to town. Give little kisses, little sip of champagne, little strawberry, you know, feed her stuff. Feed her strawberries. Feed her the strawberries. I didn't say.
There you go. I knew we'd get at the strawberries eventually.
Yes. Feed her the strawberries. Tease her lips with the strawberries. Run the strawberries.
And now you're starting to creep me out, man.
Man, I'm
serious. Seriously.
Dude, I'm telling you. It works every time.
Yeah, and you're the Casanova.
You have to mean it. Hey, as you said, I am divorced, but I did get married.
That's true.
So, and, you know, Eric's got some things going on, too, so.
Yeah, well, B-Square is between engagements at this point, and B-Square is here to tell you that Valentine's Day is. So, basically, we're divided into two camps here. You're pro-Valentine's Day, and I'm anti-Valentine's Day.
I'm not anti-Valentine.
For people, I wanted the show's about to be over here, but I wanted to get into this real fast before we did go. The Valentine's Day for people like me and for others of the more romantically impaired, all of this love, baby, yeah, heart-shaped everything is like nails across a chalkboard. You know, I mean, they might as well just put up big signs everywhere saying, "Buy some candy for your lover, unless you're a loser." You know, you go everywhere you go. It's like on Christmas if you don't have a family. Everywhere you go, you're constantly reminded that there's something wrong with you because you don't have a family. Well, now on Valentine's Day, you go around and you're constantly reminded that there's something wrong with you because you don't have a relationship. You know, it's kind of hard to deal with.
It is very hard to deal with. It's extremely hard to deal with when you don't have somebody. In your
but
life.
Then again, I mean, this is something I've said a lot. I don't know why I go around searching for women, because by and large, except for a few notable exceptions, Most of them have caused me nothing but anger and pain and misery. Yet I keep looking for them anyway. And it seems like I spend about half my life trying to find a woman to be with, and the other half of my life trying to find a way to get away from the woman that I spent the first half of my life trying to get with. I got problems, man.
You do have problems. However, you do cling to the good times. That's why you keep going back to it, because you like the good times. Everybody likes the good times. Everybody likes the good times. And I'm telling you, people, Valentine's Day, while it is a commercial day, it kind of reminds you that there is somebody out there for everybody. And you just have to keep looking. And you get hurt, you jump back on, you do it again. Because there was something good in there eventually. You know, initially, there was something good in there. Even though it sucks now. Even though the pain you feel just crushes your soul to the core.
Even though she done stomped on your heart and squashed that sucker flat. Even though she just sort of crushed her aorta.
Even though she told all your friends that you're nothing but a 60-second man, two-pump chump. Pretty much ruined everything in your town, any kind of chances you have in your town, so you have to go to
and
the next
she
town.
Comes out, tells all of her friends that you like to put on her underwear and sing Judy Garland songs. I don't... Did I just say that out loud?
And then you walk in to your own house to find her on the... Anyway...
I know people that have done that. I actually know people that have walked into their house and caught their significant other in flagrante delicto, as it were, with someone else. I actually know of one guy who walked into a house and found his girlfriend in a compromising state with another woman.
Nice.
No, yeah, that's what I said, but it didn't work out that way for them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well. I don't know. Yeah, that's one of the things that you kind of is a double-edged sword. Menage sounds like a good idea.
I have a story, but I can't tell it.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry. I can't tell it. I can't.
No, a menage sounds like a good idea, but you always end up getting screwed over in the end because She wonders if maybe you liked her a little too much. You wonder if maybe she liked the other girl a little too much. Maybe you start wondering about the other girl yourself. Or you get into it like I know somebody who got into it with a married couple. And then you start wondering, well, maybe the husband wants to do you again. Or maybe
somebody's always jealous. Now cheating has gotten to a point where you're not even sure whether it's cheating or not. I mean, if someone has a relationship with someone else via webcam, via instant messaging.
Yeah, via MySpace or something.
Are they cheating? If they never have any kind of physical contact with this person at all, is it cheating? I say yes. Straight up. That's my answer to that question.
I agree with that. I tend to
agree. I say yes, because the relationship is more than a sexual thing. It's an emotional thing. And you know you're cheating on someone. You know when you're giving that, when you're giving something to someone else that you shouldn't be giving to the person that you're with.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving that love to somebody else.
Oh, really? We're done already? This was an interesting topic.
We're actually finally focusing on something. But join us next week. Join us next week. We got Mardi Gras.
Not back. A real show.
And we're going to try to work something up. You know, Mardi Gras happening at Universal. We got the real Mardi Gras happening at the end of the month. You know, we got all kinds of fun stuff planned. The Oscars are coming up. Oh, we got an annual show for that. So you want to check it out. You want to be on. Check us out. Also, check out awesomebadness.com. And until next time, thanks for listening. Yep. Thanks for listening. Happy Valentine's, everybody. And
that number is 1-800-BONG.
Remember, step into the abyss. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of AwesomeBadness.com. Copyright 2008. If you have any questions, comments, or advertising inquiries, please email us at contact@awesomebadness.com.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.